USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden's public approval rating fell modestly this week, a poor sign for his Democratic Party's hopes in the November 8th midterm elections. The two-day national poll from Reuters found that 38% of Americans approve of Biden's job performance. While Biden's approval rating hit 41% last week, it's been mostly below 40% since mid-June. Many political insiders have speculated that Democrats run the risk of losing control in Congress this fall. Indiana abortion clinic operators filed a lawsuit Tuesday seeking to block the state's ban on abortions before it takes effect in 2 weeks. The lawsuit claims the ban strips away fundamental rights and violates the state constitution. The legislature approved the tighter abortion restrictions earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An FBI agent is out, and it's raising more questions than answers.
Timothy Tebow, a senior FBI agent at the Washington field office, is out of a job after decades at the FBI. Mr. Tebow is facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield President Biden during his 2020 presidential campaign. Tebow allegedly killed off a criminal investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop evidence 1 month before the November 2020 election. That's according to Senator Grassley's whistleblower at the FBI. FBI Director Christopher Wray on his agent's actions.
I found it deeply troubling.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will host fundraisers for some Trump-endorsed Senate candidates in battleground states despite tensions with the former president himself. The Kentucky Republican will host fundraisers for GOP Senate hopefuls Mehmet Oz, Herschel Walker, and Ted Budd. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It's rocket launch take two. NASA will try again on Saturday to launch its new moon rocket on a test flight. Engine trouble thwarted the first attempt on Monday. Managers said they're changing fueling procedures to deal with the problem. The 322-foot rocket remains on the pad at Florida's Kennedy Space Center with an empty crew capsule on top. If successful, it will be the first capsule to fly to the moon since NASA's Apollo program 50 years ago. Border officials say President Joe Biden is the one to blame for the influx of illegal immigrants at the southern border. Tim Berg reports.
Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz is saying under oath that President Biden's immigration policies are to blame for the surge at the border. The comment came during a recorded deposition in a lawsuit that Florida brought against the Department of Homeland Security.
In my experience, we have seen increases when there are no consequences.
During the deposition, Ortiz testified the southern border is currently in crisis and less safe for Americans and aliens alike.
Truth Social, the would-be Twitter competitor created by Trump Media and Technology Group, remains unavailable on the Google Play Store. Google said the app lacks effective systems for moderating user-generated content, which violates the store's terms of service. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.